All right. Let me go to another scripture. I don't have time to turn there, but they said the Pharisees, they said they got mad at Jesus because he called himself a son of God. They said, which made him equal with God. We're talking covenant now. Now we can't use westernized American United States English understanding. We can't use your black culture, your white culture, whatever culture you are. You cannot use your, where you from? Say where you from. Yeah, you can't use that. Whatever that culture is, say your last name. That don't work with this. That don't add up with this. That is not big enough to define what's really going on. So now, in order, and this is another problem that we have in the modern day church, because we don't know what modern day church is, because we have a westernized understanding. Real quick lesson, and I ain't gonna be long, but the Old Testament written in Hebrew, the New Testament written in Greek. Paul decided to write the New Testament in Greek because Greek was a more widespread language that more people could understand, because he was trying to spread the gospel. So I have to say, Hebrew is not a very easy language to learn. There are letters in the Hebrew language that don't make a sound. Like, they don't ever make a sound. I'm not talking about like a silent E or nothing. Like, they don't never make a sound. How do we use that one? The Hebrew language is more about tonage and sound, and if you hear like it was a lot of meaning in the tone of things. So even some of the same words that are written in the Old Testament are different when you hear them in the New Testament. Are y'all understanding me? I got this Bible, and it does real good. It's an Owl Tree Bible, but it's on my iPad, but it let me hit the word and get the definition of them. Get what the original Hebrew definition. I can take you to two same words in two different places that mean two totally different things. But because you're English, you think all of it is the same. And you miss the tone. Are y'all understanding me? So now covenant. Now we can't think Western covenant. So we don't have a firm grip on covenant. What do you think covenant is? Eliminate weaknesses. What do you think marriage is covenant? What do you think covenant is when we make an agreement? You think covenant is much deeper than that. Covenant is almost immediate equality. You make covenant with somebody's immediate equality. You really want to know what scripture gives covenant, but we don't go by it too much. They say, what's the greatest commandment in the law? He said that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, with all of it, right? And it says the second one is just like the first one, to love your neighbor. How? As yourself. As does not mean, as means at the same time and the same way. Right. You can't pick a time and do it the same way. Right? Or you can't pick a way and do it at the same time. Same time, same way. Everybody say same time, same, time. Same way. Same. Say it again, same time, same, same way. Same. Come on, say it again, same time, same, time. Same way. Same. So that means if it's the same time and same way, that means the same way you do it for yourself, do it for them. The same time you do it for yourself, you do it for them. How many times have we done that? No, I'm not talking about theologically, or metaphorically, or similar, something. No, exactly that. When the last time you bought somebody something that you bought yourself? And I'm bringing it down to because I got to bring it practical. I mean, you get some fries, give me some. You know, let you eat before I eat.
Right.
Or if you know, we got five left, we got $5 left, right? Well, go ahead, you go ahead and get you something to eat. And most of we get our food. It wasn't my five, so you got to watch me. You don't have five? You don't? Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I want to challenge your mind real quick, church. I want to challenge your mind real quick. See, really, honestly, we really shouldn't be talking about nothing else until we've mastered love your neighbors, you love yourself. Because truth of the matter is, they asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? They asked him what the greatest one was. Hold on. The Messiah. The Son of God, your Savior, my Savior, the model of our life, the Word in the flesh himself, the Son of God, God in the flesh, God's will on the earth in the flesh that was giving you your example. And they asked him, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. There's no room for anything else. And then he said, but the second one, which we didn't even ask for two. But the second one is just like the first one. You love your neighbor just like you love yourself, because your neighbor's God too. So we don't see this. We don't see this. So now we are trying, and it says, on this hangs all the law and the prophets. That means all your praying in tongues, all your worship, all your praise, all your sowing, all your tithes, all your fasting, all your meditating, all that's going to hang on that. So if You know, I don't care how pretty your curtains are. If the rod is a little lopsided, I don't care how great your worship is. You deserve my worship. I don't care. Nobody cares because your rod lopsided. You want to get a breakthrough real quick in your finances? Fix your rod. Maybe sometimes the money ain't coming to you because they know that you're not going to love your neighbor like you love you. Can you love him with that 10? Last time you paid somebody phone bill. Well, I wait. I got to wait for the Lord to tell me to do. I'm telling you right now. I got to wait for the leading. We ain't here to lead the Holy Spirit to wait for the pay for your own. Hold on. If we're going to, we got to judge by the same stuff. So we got to wait for the Holy Ghost to tell us all this stuff that we get so spiritual about when it's starting to challenge us. See, what happens is love your neighbor like you love yourself is going to challenge everything you learned in your household. I know when you learn, when you come up your household, you got to watch everybody. Everybody trying to use you. Don't let them ride in your car too much. Right. Don't be having people in your house. Right. When you go to people's house, don't be asking for them. All that stuff. Right? Y'all know. Come on. Y'all know how we learn. Y'all know. Y'all, hey, man. Y'all know how we came up. See, it begins to challenge all that now. It literally challenges it. And now you know, well, I got to wait and see what the Spirit is saying. You the Spirit. What's your Spirit saying? What is saying? Y'all understand what I'm saying? You do it. Are y'all understanding? So it begins to challenge everything that you believe about everything. But you really shouldn't be trying to work on nothing else until you master that. Because your rod is hanging. And although those curtains of praise and curtains of worship and curtains of fasting and curtains of meditation that you've been trying to hang for so long are so pretty and so woven so well, and you've mastered those, but you haven't mastered the rod. Yeah, right. Some of our curtains are on the floor. Wow. Yeah. And now they can't do what they're called to do. Because it says on this hang all the law and the prophets. I mean, all preachers, all preaching, all messages, hang on. Have you mastered it? Think for a minute. Don't answer me. Have we concentrated on it today? Now, I don't want to be foolish, and I don't want to. I'm not trying to be foolish or faddish when I'm saying what I'm saying. I understand about buying somebody some shoes. You buying somebody. I'm trying to come down to the most minimum way that we can understand that if I got a roof over my head, somebody else need to have a roof over theirs. Just imagine. Can you use your imagination for a minute? See, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way, but we don't believe it really. We don't believe it. We believe it somewhat. And this one's going to hurt. This is going to hurt a little bit. This class is going to hurt a little bit. I see it coming already. This class is going to hurt a little bit. All right, but you got to bleed a little bit to get some of that stuff out of us. Some stuff people can't take out of. Some stuff you got to bleed out. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Some stuff, it takes some cutting to bleed some of that old way of thinking and these old thoughts that we have. We are very selfish. We are very self-driven. We holler in church when favor of God going to be on us. What about the favor for my neighbor? When the man of God called y'all and said you're gonna get a blessing, who you thinking about blessing? Are you understanding me? See, it should be to where your first nature will be somebody else's well-being.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all go find me a miracle that Jesus did for himself, and I'll wait for you for a second. Y'all know Jesus. We don't know Jesus. Come on, can we admit that? We don't know him like we think we know. Oh, he's my father. No. You know, no. Stop all that. Let's get down to the ground right quick. Stop all that. We won't want to be like Christ. No, stop all that. No, don't tell me that. Don't lie to me up in this class talking about you want to be like Jesus. We got a long way to go. We still have too many self-sustaining things that we're thinking about. We still want too many miracles for. Answer me. Hey, come on, everybody. Name, come on. What did it for yourself? America did it for yourself. Come on. Jesus ain't praying. God sent me some bread. Nope. He always knew if I look out for the others, always be. There's a notion that we're separate. There's some kind of teaching that we learned in our life that we're separate. And even after this class, you're going to still feel like you're separate because you're going to do separate things. And you're going to still think that your well-being of your brother is not the failure of you. Like if your brother fails, you fail. If you die, I die. No. Y'all got to understand. If you fail, I fail. You know what I'm saying? If you don't make it, I don't make it. So now I've got to make sure that we make it. And I maybe can't hold everybody up in here, but I can hold one. And if I can hold you up, you can hold her up, and she can hold him up. Right? But imagine, can we use our imagination for a minute? Everybody say imagination. Come on, say it again. I'm going to use my imagination. We don't do this enough because we're so caught up in society. We're so caught up in what the people are giving us an image of. And we're so caught up with what everybody's saying that we're supposed to be looking at that we forgot who we are. Use your imagination, Sam. Use my imagination. Say it. Imagine if everybody loved their neighbor like they loved themselves. I'm talking about everybody from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right, from the front of the bus to the back of the bus, from that side of town to that side of town, in your neighborhood, in your cubicle, where you imagine, Will, if everybody would love their neighbor like they love themselves, it's no more lack. The racism gone. There's no more disagreement. There's no more loss. There's no more, what they call them, first world problems. You complaining because the people came and turned your water off. Some people ain't got no water to turn off. We got to get out of this westernized thing and we begin to complain. We begin to complain. We complain. We complain about this stuff that's, you complain about your shoes. Shoes that some people don't have. I'm not talking about the homeless people. I'm not talking about homeless people in Baton Rouge. I'm talking about other places. Love your neighbor. How you love yourself? Oh, you love yourself. You take a shower. You do all these things for yourself. And don't stop. Right? Because it doesn't say at the expense of yourself. But what Jesus always understood, and he was the epitome of what mankind should be functioning as, what Jesus always understood is if I do for another, I'll always have enough for me, and I don't even have to ask for it. Be not deceived, God does not mock whatever man. That's really also. So if you sow, you're gonna. If you sow, you're gonna. If you sow, you're gonna. So if I do unto my neighbor as I do unto myself, there's always enough. We don't even know where that supply stops at. Because the loop keeps going. But we got to break it down. What else are we trying to accomplish? And we haven't mastered the greatest. You pray in tongues in the morning? Pray about that. Pray for that mystery. Don't ask for nothing else. No. Don't ask for nothing else. Pray for that mystery right there. When you ask the Lord to reveal something, pray for that revelation. Because if you don't have that one, you're going to lose. Even them rods be hanging, and eventually your curtains are going to slide on off them. And now you're back on the floor, and somebody got to get you up. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Our mentality has to change. We're Western and we're Americans. And we think that there is an American dream. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. It's a lie. There is no American dream. It doesn't exist. Are y'all understanding me? We're chasing these things that people told us to chase and these ideas that we were told to chase, and we're forgetting to love as we love ourselves. Now, we're guilty. And it don't mean to wallow in the guilt, but today, I know what I could have did today. Look, you get opportunity all the time. Huh? And I'm not saying, there's one day that I want to buy somebody a house the same day I buy me a house. It may not be today. But shoot, if you can't do it with some cookies, you still don't want to share your Oreos. Hey, you got lunch? How much that cost you to love your neighbor like yourself? Well, that ain't spirit. Well, shoot, ain't nothing you're doing. There's more spiritual than what you were doing. These are some kind of action. So now, I say all that to say, amen. The Western mindset. So now we got to remember, they got upset with Jesus. Remember, got upset with Jesus because he said he was the Son of God, right? Which made him equal with God. They weren't trying to hear that. So now here's Jesus saying, who do men say the Son? I. He points to himself. Then he says, the Son of Man. Him. So immediately he made himself equal with the Son of Man. All y'all been born, right? Huh? I ain't say born again, I say born. You was born. You come from a human, right? I ain't no alien. I ain't the Son of Man. All you Son of Man. So now Jesus says, we're equal. Are y'all understanding? So now you got to catch what he's saying now. You break it down, catch what he's saying, Son of Man M. And they said, some say that John the Baptist, some say Elijah, Jeremiah is one of the prophets. He said to them, but whom say you that I am? Who you say? That I the Son of Man am. Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I think it's Isaiah 10, 27. Go there real quick. Go there real quick, and I don't want to make sure I'm quoting the wrong place. But, Christ, the meaning of Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. Thanks, amen. In the name of Jesus, everybody say in the name of Jesus. Come on, say in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it again, in the name of Jesus. It's not the end of the prayer, it's not your alakazam, it is telling you how to do it. Yeah. Whenever you do something in the name of Jesus, name is a character. So when I do something in the name, I do it in the character. So I don't do it like Montrella do it. I do it like Jesus do it, in the name of Jesus. And just because I say in the name of Jesus don't mean I did it in the name of Jesus. All right? So we understand that, all right? Please, hold on. Everybody say fix it.
Fix it.
Come on, say let me fix it. Close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. Like, imagine if you're moving some furniture around and you're fixing something in your house or whatever, and you're putting something in the right place, you're throwing something out the door. You ever had to throw something outside? You ever had to throw something out that wasn't supposed to be in the house? You had to throw it out and you had to replace it with something else? You ever had something bad and you had to throw it out and replace it with something else, right? Close your eyes real quick, and I want you to throw that old in the name of Jesus mindset out your mind real quick. I want you to use your imagination and throw this old Jesus in the name of Jesus mindset out of your mind. It is not the end of a prayer. It is not like Alakazam. It is not some special thing that you say. It is the name and the character. So now let's throw that old mindset out. You got your eyes closed? Come on, close them right quick. Close them. Throw that old mindset out the door. We're throwing it out in the trash. The truck come and pick it up. Y'all see the truck? Mm-hmm. It's coming. Get this old mindset that you threw out. We're not going back and get it. Stop standing by the road trying to get it because you're used to it. Get rid of them clothes. Come on, close them eyes real quick. I ain't finished. Now, we threw that out, right? Now, let's replace that. Now, we got to replace that with the fact that the name of Jesus is a character. It's a being. It's a personality. It's a way to be and a way to live and a way to think and a way to do things. It is a person. It is you. Are y'all seeing it? So now we threw that old mindset out to be gone forever, and we replace it with the proper way of thinking, the name of Jesus. Everybody say the name of Jesus.
Name.
Say it again, the name of Jesus.
Name.
Come on, say it again, the name of Jesus.
Name.
Come on, say, I am
the
name of Jesus.
Name.
Come on, say it again. I've never said that before in my life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Say, I am
the name of Jesus.
Now, you know I am is the name of Jesus, too, but say, I am
the name of Jesus.
Now, look at me. We replace it. Look at me. Replace it, all right? Don't ever forget that moment. Because that's the only way. We got to get rid of this old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a good and bad water can't come out the same fountain. You can't put new wine in old bottles, right? You can't put a new cloth on the old cloth because the old cloth going to make the new cloth old. In other words, it's going to get old. The bottle is going to bust. So this understanding that the character, the name of Jesus means the character. That means I do it like Jesus would do it. That's it. So every time, even if you pray, and I know we're going to do it out of habit because we've been doing it for so long. When we do it in the name of Jesus. So how would Jesus do this? What is he expecting to happen? Oh, your faith has jumped now. If you're really doing it in the name of
Jesus.
So Christ. You say, thou art the Christ. Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. Isaiah 10:27. Well, there's something that the anointing is for, and we glorify, we make it over-spiritualized, we make it this hoopla of the clouds and whatever, and God bless all that if you see clouds. If you see clouds, amen, right? But there's something that the anointing is for, and in 10:27, read it. Y'all read it, ready, read? Come to pass, uh-huh.
In that day.
What day? In that day. Yeah. Go on.
And the burden shall be taken away from all that.
So no more burdens. Keep reading. No more yokes on my neck. And what else happened? What?
And the yoke shall be
not only we take the yoke off, but the yoke going to be destroyed. Why? So now when you talk about the character of Christ, when you talk about what Christ really means, when somebody say Christ, you're really talking about the anointed one, which you too, right? The anointed one and the anointing that's with the anointed one, right? And then what is that anointed for? To remove burdens and destroy, love my neighbor as I love myself. Don't it sound like the same thing? To remove burdens and destroy, it is only for, it's not to condemn. It is not to judge. It is not to make you better than somebody else. It is not to set you apart. No, it is only to remove burdens and destroy yokes. It is only for freedom. Everybody say freedom.
Freedom.
Come on, say it again. Freedom.
Freedom.
Come on, say it again. Freedom.
Freedom.
Say the anointing
is only
for freedom.
Freedom.
Are we clear about that? I'm trying to repeat things. I'm trying to get you to say things so I just won't be saying things.
Yeah.
It's one thing for you to hear me. There's another thing for you to hear yourself.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So now we flip back over to Matthew's. Go, come on, flip. Come on. Flip. The quicker you flip, the quicker you get there. Come on. So now, verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the burden remover, yoke destroying power. Thou art the anointed one in his anointing, and you got the burden remover, yoke destroying power. That means, you got the power to take the burdens off and kill the yokes. You got the power to change all this. It wasn't a religion thing. It wasn't a holy thing. It wasn't a step with who it wasn't none of that. It was, I know who you are. You the one to come here and change all this. Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now remember he said, Son of Man. We're slowing down and read this a little bit, all right? Remember he said, Son of Man, made it equal with man.
Yeah,
but he said, thou art the Son of the living God, make it equal with God too. Oh, so what is he putting those two together? You know, let this mind be flipping too far. Let this mind be yours, which also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. No. Listen what the statement says. Put your finger there. Philippians 2. Put your finger there. Philippians 2. And I'm not trying to have a good class, and we're just gonna be amen. We got a good. Y'all better listen to this. You better go back and read this, because we're not gonna change if we don't change. Change when? Change when?
Now.
Change now. Everybody say change now.
Change.
Say
I must.
Come on, say
I must.
Change now.
Now.
Forget must. Say
I change now.
Flip it 2:5. Read it. Ready? Read.
What
the first word?
Let.
So that means it's not gonna jump on you, and it's not gonna. You got to allow it to happen, right? You gotta let it in. Okay. So read it again. Ready? Read. Let it what?
Be.
Everybody say be.
Be.
Don't say do what this mind say. It said let this mind be. Because after being comes doing. See, what your problem, our problem, is that we've been trying to do without being. Right? And it's been a struggle. Because we have, do automatically comes from be. If you be, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Like that is, it's automatic because you be already. So let this mind, which means, you ever somebody say, just let it be. The old thing, like when people fuss, look, just let it be. Like leave it alone, right? Like stop messing with it and let it be whatever is going, what is going to be, what, let it be. Everybody say, let it be.
Let it be.
Come on, say it again, let it be.
Let it
so
be.
This mind, the mind of Christ, let it be. You're struggling with it. You're fighting with it. You're fighting with it because you got other minds. Listen, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help me. I'm helping me right now. Wait. I'm helping me. Look, I'm helping me too. All right, we're gonna help. We're helping each other, right? It's only because of us together, right? Listen, what I'm trying to tell you, that I've been allowing this other mind that I don't know quite where I got it from, and I can't really trace. You know, you can't really trace sometimes where you got. You ever realize I got a crazy thought in my head. And I've been thinking like this for a long time, and it don't line up with Jesus. But where did I get it from? And you say, well, did my mama tell me? No, my mama didn't tell me that. I don't know where it come from. And then mama might have told me that. I don't know, but I can't really pinpoint it. But it's been up in there for a long time. And so I've actually been fighting who I really am. Your mindsets of how society's economy works, how society's relationship works, how society's growth works, how society works, how society work, and all these different things. And I've been fighting against the being. Can we go back to the beginning real quick? The beginning, right? Can we go back to the beginning right quick? In the beginning, right? God breathed in the man. Man became a living soul. He said he made man in his image and his likeness, just like him having dominion. But these doggone trees... And then there's a tree of life, singular. It's just life. It ain't got nothing about good or bad. It's just life. We didn't know what was good, what was bad. Some stuff that you call bad is sometimes good. And sometimes you call good and sometimes bad. You don't like pain, but you like childbirth.
Right.
Y'all get what I'm saying? Yes. All right. But some kind of way we got off this other tree. And it immediately made us double-minded. Right. Now we're thinking good and evil. It's good and evil. Good and evil. We never see. We can't get focused. You get it? And because we've been eating off this tree, you got to read the Bible about you. Because we've been eating off this tree, you have to search everything. Bring every thought to the obedience of who?
Christ.
Wow, the anointed one and his anointing, the burden removing yoke, destroying power. So bring every thought to the obedience of the fact that we're supposed to be removing burden and destroying yoke. Yeah. And then whatever that thought is, ain't removing a burden or destroying a yoke. It's not supposed to be here. It's not the name of Jesus.
That's good.
Yeah. Are y'all with me? But somehow we've got this mindset, and it doesn't matter where you got it from. You might have got it from somebody that you thought was spiritual. They're just telling you from the level that they could tell you from. Thank God. Right? But we're here now. Right? We're evolving and we're growing. Amen. And so now I've got to realize and bring this thought to the obedience of Christ and realize, does it look like burden move, yoke destroying power of God? No, this ain't burden move, yoke destroying. So I got to get this out. Just like we put that other stuff out of the road just now. Right, and the truck came and picked it up. Y'all remember, right? So it's gone forever. Now, you go back and run down the street and go get it if you want. You go run behind the truck and dive in the back of the truck. You see yourself now, huh? How foolish is that? You ever seen a garbage truck come pick your garbage up from your house? Have you ever seen the garbage truck come pick the garbage up from your house? Now, you ain't never run down some old, bring them old dirty boxes back. You run down full speed and dive in the back of the truck. No, stop. Stop diving for these old thoughts just because you're used to them. I'm all right. Let it be a little reckless sometimes. Thank you, though. Right? You ain't diving in the back of the truck looking for some old stuff. Let it go. Get that old way of thinking. Go. So what has happened is you've been fighting against yourself. We've been fighting against ourselves with what we think we know. You think you know. I'll prove it to you don't know. If it don't grow, you don't know. If it don't go, you don't know. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be cute. I'm sorry. I know it rhymes, but that's not what we're here for. All right? It just happens to be that way, okay? If it does not grow or go, then maybe you don't know everything you think you know. And you may be fighting against yourself. The Bible talks about kicking against the pricks. It talks about warding with your foot. Let this mind. Y'all still in Philippians 2, right? Read it. Let this mind what? Where? No, not on you. On you. On. Let this mind be on you, which is on Christ Jesus. Let this mind be on you, which is on Christ Jesus. Let this mind be on you, which is on Christ Jesus. What? So it's not on? It's not an O-N? It's an I-N? Where is that? Inside? So where is the mind of Christ then? Oh, inside of you. It's already in there. You woke up with it this morning. You went to sleep with it last night, huh? No matter how you felt today, it was still in there. No matter what came against you today, no matter what you let make you feel down, make you get fearful, or whatever you forgot, or whatever, it's still there. You have to let it. So let this mind be where? It can't be on you. It can't be around you. It can't be with you. It gotta be. I'm finished reading. Let his mind be in you what? And then it describes. Okay, now we know it's also in who? Oh, that's a good one. Christ Jesus, I tell you. Right? Keep reading. He's in the what? Who in the form of God? So who else in the form of God? You the form of God? Are y'all scared to say that one? It's your Bible. You Genesis said he formed me. He made man how? You just forgot. I forgot if you ever knew. And nothing else tells you this. How many things in the last week and a half told you that you was in the form of God? I'll wait. No, how many shows you watch that told you, hey, you know what, you're the form of God? How many songs you listen to? How many conversations you've had with spiritual people? And they said, don't forget now, you're the form of God. So you're not really reminded. That's actually a conversation. Remember night we pray, you had to lead it. I said, don't forget, no fear. Remember that? Because that's me reminded you, the form of God. Whatever you say, it's going to be just like, let there be light. Right. We don't know what that was, but it couldn't be nothing but what you said. Right. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Yes. You got to remember. Everybody say, remember.
Remember.
I am the form of God.
The form of
woo!
God.
Yeah. Kill me for this one. I don't care though. That's what we're here for. I am the form of God. He said it. I ain't say it. If he never would have said it, I would never have said it either. But now we act like he ain't never said it. Who being in the
form of God?
Keep reading.
Robbery.
That means you're stealing something. That means you're taking something that ain't yours. That means you're a thief. There's only one thief. I know who that is. It's not me. Right? But if I don't know that I own it, then I'm acting like him. Why am I tiptoeing in my house? Why am I tiptoeing in my place that I own? Sneaking in my doors. What am I doing? Let's come boldly to the throne of grace. I am. Get it? I am already. Yeah. So being the form of God, thought not robbery to be. Okay, stop. Robbery, we know what robbery is. I don't got to break this stuff down. We know what robbery is, right?
All right,
because we read over these scriptures, but this stuff don't sit home with us, and so we don't change because it don't sit home. You've got to come to some reckoning with this. There's some reckoning that you cannot go. You can't talk about nothing else until you figure this out. Like, we can't talk about nothing else until we figure this out. Like, yo, figure this out. He didn't think it was robbery. He wasn't stealing nothing.
Right.
He did not think it was robbery to be equal. What is equal?
Same.
What's equal to two? What's equal to three? What's equal to five? So if you're equal, you're the same thing. Nothing less, nothing more. You have the same number, the same rights. Thought it not robbery to
be
equal. But how did he handle that? Keep reading. Now hold on, what reputation are you trying to make of yourself? Christian. I'm a Christian. Trying to have a little reputation. That's what that word for. That word for a reputation. And they got a reputation, and the reputation ain't too good in 2018. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. I know we're fighting for our rights and all that. It's not too good in 2018. The label of Christian is not a good one. It sounds judgy. It sounds separatist. It sounds condemning. Y'all know it, amen. Okay, y'all don't want to own it, huh? All right, it's cool. I don't care how you feel about it. I'm telling you, for me, me being somebody that's inside and I look constantly outside to make sure that I don't miss what's going on and I'm not excluding anyone, it don't look too good. That label. But he didn't made himself what? He made himself of no reputation. He didn't come in saying, you don't know who I am, do you? You know I'm the one to come save you, right? You know I got the blood that's going to redeem you, right? He didn't do that. Made himself of no reputation. Keep reading. Now, let's see how far he goes. Let's see how far he goes. Let's see how far he goes. Everybody say, I wanna be like Jesus. Say it a little louder so I can.
I wanna be like Jesus.
Yeah, I wanna be like Jesus. Say it.
I wanna be like Jesus.
Okay. Right? Now remember the beginning it say, let this mind be in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Doesn't question, and it describes the mind. Right. Who being the form of God, we good with that one. It's just like we good with love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be
equal.
But then what does that matter there? But he made himself what? Not he had a I got a laid back reputation. Oh, he ain't got none. That means Jesus was prepared to go down and do whatever he do and nobody ever be able to tell a story about it. But as long as he did his job, it was cool. Can you go without the accolades? That's tough because we struggle for accolades. We struggle, oh my God, and we get that from the devil. This is what happened to Lucifer. He started looking at himself and saw how pretty he was. Now he won't be God, the Almighty. He won't be the creator. He won't take over the kingdom. We struggle for accolades. Some of us would not be doing it if there were no accolades, you wouldn't do it. Would you still love him if there was no heaven? There was no blessing. If though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. Come on. If there's no reward or no benefit, and we know there is, because he got to tell people like us there's reward, because clearly we would never grow past that. But that's just the way mankind is, right? Until we change. Change when?
Now.
Okay. Right? But what if there is no reward? Would you still love me? Do you love me for what I can do for you? And I don't have a problem doing for you, but do you love me just for that? Made yourself a no. Keep going. Keep going. No, let's not go to the exaltation yet. Let's go obedience and the cross stuff. Jesus said there's no greater love than that a man had laid on his life for a friend, not a brother. We'd have been okay if he said, lay down your life for your brother. All right, lay down life for your sister, your mom and them. You ready to jump on the track then? Sometimes you won't do it then. But for a friend, how many friends you got? Your neighbors. How many neighbors you? Became obedient. Humbled himself and became obedient. And then it cleared it up. See where it say obedient, came obedient? Obedient to death, right? And then it cleared it up a little bit more. What kind of death? Even the death of the cross. That was the worst kind. You know, the cross death, I ain't got time to go into it because we're going to get the crying and snotting up in here. But the cross was when they hang them up and they embarrass you. Hang you up naked and you just all loose in front of everybody and they embarrass you and they beat you and they stick you and they hang you out there for a while. That's why they had to ask you, could they come take him down? Because it was an embarrassment. It was, I'm going to post you up and make a mockery out of you. I'm about to make an example out of you. Jesus, King of the Jews. Remember they put that thing in front of him? Yeah, they mock him. And all your friends that left, all your homies that said they ride or die gone. Where's your mom and them? And all the ones that want you to come outside that time, you right. Say, who's my brother? Where all them at?
Right.
Where all them people that you fed, all them 5,000 people, where they at?
Yeah. Right.
Y'all thought the whoop and the nails was bad, but that's tough right there. Yeah. That the agony, I put this on my Twitter the other day, the agony of giving your life for somebody and nobody give it for you.
Yeah.
That's the worst death. That you know you up there on the cross and they wasn't willing to do it for you. Still, I love you. And then he said, Father, forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing. That's something else. We have, we got work to do on ourselves. We got a lot of being we got to let happen. And we've got a lot of mind changing that has to happen, y'all. We are doing a bunch of stuff and trying to take a bunch of steps, and we hadn't took the one. Church. Go back over to Matthew real quick. And Jesus answered, verse 17, and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, call him a different name. You know, I gave you the revelation that for flesh and blood is not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You get that? So now you got a revelation. You don't just have information, you got a revelation. Y'all seeing that? You're not just informed, but you're revealed. You're supposed to see something. Not quite sure how revealed he was, because he may have been on the edge of information to revelation, because a few scriptures later he didn't know. Yeah, you got to read the Bible like that. I don't come on the St. Peter. But Peter's like you up there talking to Jesus. Yeah. It's like Peter had a revelation, and he's like, maybe you didn't have a revelation, Peter. Maybe you had it, but you let it go. Yeah. It's possible. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. Get it? And upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, let me see something. Ooh. Oh, you playing with me tonight, huh? It's amazing. Oh, good. And the church is a definition of a gathering of the Greek definition is ecclesia. And it, and it says different parts of it. And it says a derivative of a calling out, a popular meeting. And it says especially of a religious congregation, Jewish synagogue, Christian community of members, assembly, church, right? And it says church. And it says a gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place, an assembly. So you know, now church is really not as religious as we thought it was. You know, Christian church ain't the only kind of. So when we go to the Greek word, it really means an assembly. So thou art Peter, like you Christ too. And upon this rock, the rock what? The revelation of Christ. What's Christ? Who is Christ? The anointed one. His anointing. What does an anointing do? The burden removing, yoke destroying. So now it's all for another. Upon that rock I build my. And the gates of hell, I'm going to show you where the church is supposed to be at, too. The gates of hell should not prevail against it. That means you're supposed to be out there pushing against the gates. Gates don't move. Gates don't come in the church either. So there's no gates for marching in. No gates ain't in your church building. In your service on Sunday and Wednesday. So that means they're out somewhere else. But they won't prevail. If they don't want to prevail, that means you're coming up against them. That means they got to fall when you come. What's on the other side of some gates? Some probably some captive people. Yeah. And the gates of it, but people ain't getting free because we ain't going to the gates. And he said, I'm going to give you the keys. Which means you ain't going to be beating on the gate. You're going to unlock some things. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? But we keep coming in here and congregating together and having a good old time. I don't remember Jesus ever bringing anybody. And y'all going, hey, man. So I don't remember Jesus healing anybody and sending them to the synagogue. I'm not saying they couldn't get healed in the synagogue. Matter of fact, I saw Jesus in the synagogue one time, and a demon manifested in one of the holy people. He in the synagogue where the holy people supposed to be, and the demon started manifesting. So they didn't want. I would imagine they probably was mad with Jesus because he didn't want to come preach at their churches either. Their temples. And some of them didn't want him to come to their temples because there's going to be some manifestations, some things that's going wrong inside the temple. You remember when he came to the temple that one time and he was doing all that crazy stuff, he started flipping tables over. We don't want that man at the temple no more. Because he come to get it all together out there and in here. Y'all understand? But I don't remember Jesus. I just work with me, okay? No. 33. I don't remember Jesus saying, go your way, your sins are forgiven, find your good synagogue. Go find your good temple. Got 3 minutes left, it's almost off. But I gotta finish saying what I gotta say. I didn't see him even drag nobody to the synagogue to get healed. Right. He did it where he was. Right.
Cause I am.
Wherever I am, that's where I am going down at.
Yeah.
Wherever I am, that's where God is.
That's what God is. Yep.
So I had to change this connotation because I forgot. I don't know where I got this thing that the church is a place for a hurting world. I had to kill that in my mind real quick because that's some little cool little cliche that somebody church came up with. Mm-hmm. And then we just started saying it. When we're God, we've been tricked. We're going in reverse. We're trying to bring everybody inside when. You see? I'm not saying don't invite nobody to the service on Sunday. Right? But see, when you come to service on Sunday, it's supposed to be some training and something you're supposed to be realizing about your neighbor that you go and see that there wasn't that church today.
Yeah.
And you don't go condemn them because they didn't come to your church.
Right.
Or you don't go condemn them because they don't believe like you.
Right.
The anointing is for removing the burden and destroying the yoke.
Yeah.
Now, what most people don't understand is you trying to get people born again, but you ain't helping them with the problem.
Right.
Jesus healed first, then forgave sins.
Yeah.
Y'all go read, y'all read. Look, don't say Montrell said it. Be healed in the name of me. Hey, all right, look, be healed, right? And then go that way, thy sins are forgiven you. We dealt with that. After we dealt with that, we tell people they can't get healed because they're not saved. But in actuality, you're supposed to be saving people. Your healing is a saving. Imagine old boy coming to you and he dealing with whatever he's dealing with, and you ain't got to go all into the heart. Nope, just. Can I pray with you real quick? Boom. And it ain't got to be that. Be like, go give him a word. Because Jesus ain't pray with a lot of people.
Right.
He just said, look. And then he made him feel good. He said, look, man, you did that.
Yeah.
Your
faith made you whole.
You did that. How many times can we say that?
We know
about you. You know you lay hands on somebody and get out of a wheelchair. Hey, man, in the name of Jesus, take a picture. We're going to show this one in church on Sunday because our miracle power. Let me say this real quick. Come on, church. Amen. Everybody say, I am church. Watch this. There'll be more healings if there's more dealing.
Yeah.
If you would allow people to believe that they have the power on the inside of them to get up, then more of them will get up. In these healing lines, when you lay hands, it's not just the power coming out of my hands, although there is power in me. But it's power in you meeting power in me that's causing power for you to get up. Are y'all understanding me? See how it's backwards, though? You see how we've been dragging people to church when we should have been? Maybe they'll come and get trained. Maybe they'll come and get trained on their own. When they start seeing how trained you are. Listen, man. I'm about to go. I ain't saying nothing about me, because it ain't about me. But y'all, I'm going to listen to this class again.
Yes, sir.
Because there's some stuff I got to change in my mind. Yes. There's some stuff I told y'all, y'all thought I knew already. I ain't know none of it until we started talking. So thank y'all. I appreciate it. I thank y'all for letting me teach y'all class. Because y'all let me learn some things. I appreciate it.